On January 19th and 20th, the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra will present their January Moxley Carmichael Masterworks program featuring the music of Smetana and Dvorak, as well as the violin concerto by composer Jean Sibelius. I'm here with Bella Hristova, who will be performing as the featured soloist with us for the Sibelius concerto. Thanks so much for coming to speak with me today.
So happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I understand that you've been here to Knoxville before to perform.
Yes, I played in 2014. I played with the Knoxville Youth Symphony.
Oh, what did you perform with?
The last 2 moments of the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto.
Oh, I'm sure that was a really great experience.
That was fun, and I loved being here.
We're glad to have you back. And as well as not being a stranger to Knoxville, I also understand you're not a stranger to public radio. Earlier, I read that you were a guest on Prairie Home Companion.
That's right. I've been on Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor 3 times.
Oh, wow.
The first time was, I think, when I was 14 or 15 or 16. I don't remember. But I went back for 3 years, and I appeared on the show playing short pieces and chatting with him.
Oh, wow. How did that happen? How did that occur?
I sent a tape into one of the guys in the shoe band.
Oh, wow.
And then it got passed on, and, you know, I was young. And
What's it like to be there with it? Was it a live studio audience?
Yeah, it was live. The first time I was there was at Tanglewood, so it was like 11,000 people.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm sure that sort of, I mean, you said you were 14 or 15. That sounds like it had to have been one of your earlier, you know, experiences as a soloist.
Yes, and definitely with a crowd that large.
Mm-hmm. How do you think that experience shaped your the way you view performing today or the way you approach performing?
Oh, it was just so cool. The Juilliard Quartet were also guests that year at Tanglewood, and it was so neat to get to talk to Garrison and to perform for all the people. I don't remember being nervous then. I was just very excited to play for such a big crowd.
Yeah.
And I played, one of the times, and I think it was the first time I played a short piece called Who Let the Cat Out Last Night by Paul Schoenfield. So it was all fun and a little bit of chatting.
Oh,
I really, really enjoyed it.
Well, before we talk about the Sibelius, would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about your musical upbringing and your musical training? Where did you first begin studying violin, or when, I should ask?
Yeah, sure. I was born in Bulgaria, and my mom was Bulgarian, my father was Russian. So I was around music from a very early age because my dad was a composer and my mom played piano and she was a choral conductor.
Oh, wow.
So I probably was listening to music before I was even born.
In the womb,
yeah. Yes. So I started playing the violin when I was 6, and that was my mom's dream. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to play the piano.
Okay.
And I still love the piano very much, but I love playing the violin, obviously. So I started playing when I was 6 with lessons in Bulgaria. I moved to the States here when I was 13 to further my studies. And then at 17, I went to the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a very special school.
It is a very special school. And for the listeners that may not know, and you can talk more about Curtis than I can, but there are many, many of the composers we listen to today are graduates of the Curtis Institute.
Yes.
As well as some members of the Knoxville Symphony. I believe.
And the guest conductor this week, Andrew Grahams.
Indeed, yeah. So the Curtis Institute is definitely an integral part of classical music even today. And it's great that you got the opportunity to study there.
Yeah.
So when can you say your professional violin career began, especially as a soloist?
You know, that's such a hard question to answer because I was always performing solo with orchestra. I think my first solo orchestra performance was when I was 8 or 9.
Oh.
Shortly after I started playing back in Bulgaria, I played Mozart's second violin concerto.
Oh, wow.
So I've had concerts, you know, from a very early age. What I think is the beginning of my full-time performing career was perhaps a tour that I did in New Zealand in 2008. That was a 17 or 18 concert tour in the span of a month.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of that tour, I was very tired, but also ready to do it all again. I mean, that's sort of when I knew that I could do this life, that
yeah.
I really enjoyed it. And I sort of think of that as a launching point for me, but I've been out of school and performing full-time since 2010.
Wow, well, congratulations on
Thank
that
you.
For sure. Talk to us a little bit about the violin you play.
Yes, the instrument I have is a very special one. It's a Niccolò Amati violin made in Italy in in the year 1655.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's very old.
How do you even begin to get your hands on an instrument built in the 17th century?
Yeah, it's not mine. It's on loan by a very generous individual. So I'm very fortunate to be able to use it for performances.
I'm sure the insurance on that instrument is out of this world.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. So let's talk a little bit about the Sibelius Concerto. It was written in 1904, I think, and it is his only concerto. So do you feel that there's any pressure performing a composer's only concerto, especially a composer as important as Sibelius?
Well, I actually never thought of it that way. So thanks a lot. No, I'm kidding. But yes, it's written in 1904, so it's actually a 20th century piece. It's very early 20th century, but of course we think of it as a very romantic concerto. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of influence from his symphonies in the work, because the orchestral writing is very symphonic.
Right.
Both parts are kind of equal. The orchestra gets big, beautiful tutti's and melodies. And then the solo part also gets a time to shine. So it's a very complex piece, and a lot of fun to perform.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to performing it with you. And, you know, legend has it that Sibelius barely finished the piece in time for the premiere, and the premiere performance didn't go so well because the soloist didn't really have time to look at it. And I can only imagine the difficulty of this piece. How do you rate this piece as far as difficulty?
It's the most difficult concerto.
Really?
For me it is. If not the most, but really one of the most difficult concertos for me. And I really can't put my finger on why that is. I think when he was writing it, the version that we hear today is actually edited.
Right.
What he wrote first maybe was even more difficult. Mm-hmm. And the premiere did not go so well.
Yeah.
And then he worked on it again for a couple more years. And then now we have the version that we know now.
Right, right. And it's interesting that you bring up that original version, because I had planned to ask you if you've ever gotten an opportunity to see the original.
I never have. I would be so curious to see it.
Are there other concertos that you consider among your favorites, ones that you really love to perform?
I love the Brahms Concerto, and Beethoven is my absolutely favorite composer, and so obviously I love the Beethoven Violin Concerto as well. I mean, there's the Tchaikovsky. I have Russian blood in me. Uh-huh. So Tchaikovsky, Prokofiev, Shostakovich.
What is it about?
Now I'm naming many, many favorites.
What is it about Beethoven that makes him your favorite composer?
I feel like Beethoven's music has everything in it. It has every human emotion. It has happiness. It has despair. It has anger. It has love. It really has everything. And I connect with Beethoven's music very much.
So how do you think you apply those ideas to your performing Beethoven's music, or even Sibelius's music this week? Do you feel like emotion is a part of what you do as a violinist?
I think emotion is definitely a part of what I do, though I find that it's more important for me to understand the emotions that the composer is trying to convey to the audience, so that I can do that rather than feel them on the spot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I need to keep my focus.
Right.
So to me, it's more important that the audience feels those emotions than for me to get emotional on the spot. But definitely, many times, especially in the Sibelius, I get goosebumps during the performance just because the music is so beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sure that many of us will have goosebumps too hearing you play. So you keep a very busy schedule. What's next for you?
What's next for me? Next week I go to L.A., and after that I actually come back to Tennessee, up in Johnson City.
Oh, wow.
Then I go to Canada, to Winnipeg, and then Charlottesville, Virginia. And that's the next 5 weeks for me.
Oh, I see. Thanks so much for being with me today. I really appreciate you coming in.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You can hear Bella performing with the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra January 19th and 20th at the Tennessee Theater here in Knoxville. More information on showtimes as well as tickets can be found at knoxvillesymphony.com.